Hey guys, this is the Harbold Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. As always, you can see all of our items on our website at www.harboldcompany.com, and our email address is sales@harboldcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-633-2572. So the item that we have in stock today, super, super cool. You guys know how I've gotten into the MagSafe stuff really, really big. Apple has started in their iPhone 12s, and any phone, any new iPhone from now on is going to have built-in MagSafe. So I know you guys are getting tired of hearing me talk about this, but eventually you will have MagSafe in your phone. Unless you just stay in the Stone Ages, you will have MagSafe in your iPhone eventually. So this thing is not just for MagSafe users. It does have a wireless pad on top that is MagSafe, but you can still use it if you're just a wireless charger user. So what it is, it's a 9,000 milliamp power bank. It is by a company called MyCharge. You guys might remember them. They had a talking power bank at one time. This does not talk, but it does give you an audible chime to let you know when your MagSafe device is attached to the top of it. Now, it does have on the top of it, it does have a rubber ring around. It has the shape of the MagSafe that you will see in your iPhone cases, things like that. And if you do have MagSafe or you're using your phone without a case, it will, or if you're using a case with MagSafe built into it, it will really latch onto this thing on the top. It's a magnetic, really strong magnet. I've got my iPhone 12 mini here and I've got it in a MagSafe case and I just put it on there like that and you get the tone to let you know it's charging. And now if we look at the top where the charging thing is, it says it's charging. But this magnet is so strong, I can hold my phone on the sides of the phone and not even hold the battery battery pack that's attached to the back of the phone, and I can shake it, and it's so magnetically attached to it, it is not coming off. And I'm shaking it to the left and right. I'm shaking it, shaking it, shaking it. So you could use your phone while this is charging on the back of it. Now, if you're looking for a lot smaller option that maybe you could put in your pocket, carry while it's charging, then we do sell the MagSafe Apple Power Bank on our website at the time of this recording. So go up there and check that out. If you don't necessarily care about the portability of it, this is still portable, but it is larger than those. So you definitely probably couldn't put this in a pocket and carry it while it's charging, but you could still hold on to it like I'm doing here and still use your phone while it's charging. So it's still that portable. It's about 3 inches from front to back. It's about 2 inches wide and it's about an inch thick. It weighs about 13 to 14 ounces. Really, really cool though. Really good quality power bank. It's kind of a really tough anti-scratch finish on here. It does have, like I said, the rubber MagSafe thing on top, and it also has a single USB Type-C port on the front of it, or what I would consider the front. It's the end where the button is on the side of it. Now, the button is going to probably show some lights to let you know how much juice this thing has, but the button does one more thing too. The chime goes off once you attach it and when you take it off. So I'm going to take my phone. There's the chime. I've attached my phone. You also get the vibration on your phone to let you know it's charging. Now, if I pull my phone off of this, we get the audible chime to let us know that it's been removed. Now, if you don't want that audible chime, if that annoys you for whatever reason, you can hold in on this button on the side of the power bank for about 10 seconds. I'm going to hold this in. And then I'm going to let up. And now put my phone on it. No chime. Still get the vibration on your phone, but the power bank doesn't chime. I'm going to pull my phone away. No chime. Now, want to turn the chime back on? Hold the button in again for about 10 seconds. Or actually 5 seconds, I guess, is probably what sounds like it. The chime comes on. That tells you that the chime is back on. Now, put my phone on it. Chime. Take my phone off. Chime again. So, that's the way you turn the chime on and off. Now, let me address the MagSafe thing, because like I said, if you use a phone that has wireless charging capability, but it doesn't have MagSafe, you can still use this. It just won't magnetically grab hold as well as it does with the MagSafe. So I'm going to take my phone out of my case. So any case you buy from Apple is going to have built-in MagSafe. And there are cases out there that have built-in MagSafe from other companies. And I've discovered some of them looking around, and there's some really nice ones. So if you're going to embrace the MagSafe world, you might as well embrace it fully, get you a case with built-in MagSafe. But for whatever reason, maybe you don't. Maybe you don't have a phone that has the MagSafe feature, but it has wireless charging. Maybe you have an Android phone that doesn't have the MagSafe feature, whatever. You can still use this. So I'm going to put my phone in a case that this is just a regular old clear case with no MagSafe charging built into the case. Does not have the built-in magnetic ring in the case. It's just a plastic case. And now I'm going to set it on the wireless charger on this. Now, it will still charge. It will still magnetically grip it. And it'll still give you the chime. And it'll still give you the vibration that's charging. But if I try to hold the phone and just have the MagSafe thing on the back of it, like, it just comes right off. It's just not a strong magnetic hold. But if I'm just setting this on a table right next to me, I got the power bank on the table, reach over, put the phone up there, it's going to be fine. So this you can use whether or not you have MagSafe. Or if you have MagSafe, if you're just using a case that doesn't have the built-in ring in it, you can still use this just fine. It charges just fine. Now, if you get a really, really thick case, it's probably not going to work. But if you have a thinner case like mine, just plastic shell, whatever, it's going to work fine. So that is the difference. Or if you use your phone I took the case off the phone. If you use your phone without a case at all, then you're going to get the same type of thing that you would with the MagSafe built into the case. So it's going to attach to the back of the phone very, very strongly, magnetically. So either using your phone without a case or using a case with MagSafe is going to give you the strongest connection. Using your phone with a case that doesn't have MagSafe will still work. It's just not going to give you as strong of a connection. I don't know many people that use their phone without a case, but if you do, you know, more power to you. I don't trust myself enough to do it. Now, this charger on the USB-C port on the front of this will charge anything. This is a bi-directional port. So not only will this charge the power bank, but it will also charge anything connected to it from the power bank. So I can plug in a USB to USB type C into this and it will charge the power bank. I do recommend at least a 20 watt block. You're going to get to charge up your power bank the quickest if you use at least a 20 watt block. They do not include that with the package. They include a cable, but they do not include the block like most people are going to. If you need a 20 watt block, we've got them on our store for sale. You can use your own, whatever you want to do. I do recommend that. It will charge with a lesser wattage than 20 watt. It will just take a little bit longer to charge the power bank. So I always recommend using the strongest or the highest wattage block you can. If you've only got a 10 watt, it'll still charge it. It'll just take longer. Like I said, they do give you the cable. It's a USB to USB type C cable. They do give you that in the package, or you can use your own. But now maybe I want to charge something. I've got my iPhone. Say I've got my iPhone charging on the top of this. I want to charge something else. As long as I have the cable, the correct cable, like right now I've got a USB Type-C to Lightning cable. I plug the USB Type-C into the end of the power bank, and I plug this into maybe another iPhone I have, or maybe an iPod, or something with the Lightning port. And it charges just fine. You don't even have to press the button to get it to start charging. It starts charging immediately when you plug it in. Or, say I've got my iPhone here, and I'm going to put it on the MagSafe part on top. And now I'm going to take a USB Type-C to USB Type-C cable, and I'm going to plug that into my iPad mini, which is that new iPads are using USB Type-C. So I'm going to plug this in from the power bank to my iPad mini. This is my iPad mini. You can hear. Plug that in. Look up the top. Charging. So I can now charge my iPhone with the MagSafe on top, and I can charge my iPad through the USB Type-C port on the end. So any type of thing you have, USB Type-C to USB Type-C, USB Type-C to Lightning, USB Type-C to micro USB, even though I don't even know if they make that. Anyway, you can use the charging port on the power bank and charge those devices at the same time you're using the MagSafe, or you can charge them instead of using the MagSafe pad on top. You can plug it in and use it that way. So very cool there. Like I said, button on the side doesn't do anything but give you the lights and also turn the chime on and off. The MagSafe pad on top, I can put my phone on it sideways. I can put it on backwards. I can put it any way I want, and it will automatically grab it and pull it into the middle of where exactly it needs to be charging from. So that's the nice convenience to MagSafe. You're going to get the perfect spot and the right spot every time because the magnetic connection pulls your back of your phone exactly into the right spot. I'm going to pull my phone off. I'm going to put it on here sideways. Put it sideways. Now it's sideways charging. Okay. Pull that off. And now backwards charging. Just like that. Pull that off. So it doesn't matter which way you put your phone on there. It's still going to charge it. It's going to do it in the perfect spot. And the same with using a phone without MagSafe or wireless charging, whatever. As long as you get in the right spot, it's going to charge it, no matter if it's sideways, backwards, whatever. But it just works, and it's really, really cool. We have these in several different colors. At the time of this recording, we have these in blue, black, white, red, and purple. And these are brand new in the box. Like I said, you do get the USB Type-C port that is bidirectional. And you also get the MagSafe charging pad on top. And they give you the USB to USB Type-C cable. So make sure you choose your color from the drop-down box before you add it to the cart. And if you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com. Now, let me just say real fast, this is a 9,000 milliamp power bank. So this is going to give my iPhone mini, my 12 mini, it's probably going to give it about 4 charges. iPads, of course, have bigger batteries, so it's going to give an iPad maybe 1 to 2 charges, maybe 2. Other devices you have, they're all going to be different, they're all going to vary, but it is a 9,000, and it will give you several charges before you will have to charge this up again. Anyway, if you have any questions, sales@harboltcompany.com, and our website is www.harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-633-2572. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.